Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The path to a South Dakota STEM degree just got a bit clearer for first-generation college students. Cassandra Bierencott is an associate professor in the Department of Mechanical Engineering at Mines and leads the South Dakota First program there. That program recently announced an infusion of nearly $1 million to support student journeys. Professor Bierencott, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I just said Mines there. If you're not from South Dakota, the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, which we often shorten drastically. So tell me a little bit about this program and the new infusion of dollars, and then we'll talk about breaking it down a little bit to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, this program was funded through the National Science Foundation and is a five-year grant that is aimed to increase recruitment, retention, and success of first-generation students in STEM fields on our campus. And the program is going to provide support in a bunch of different areas to help with that success.
What exactly qualifies as a first-generation college student?
First-generation college students are students whose parents, neither of which have earned a bachelor's degree.
I'm one of those. So, and I tell you what, there was there weren't those kind of programs for first generation college students when we came up. This is a huge change, and for good reason. Why can it be so challenging for first generation college students to find their way into a program at all?
First generation college students face a lot of challenges, just like any other student, but some of those challenges are different than other students in that their families and their support systems might not have the background in the higher education system, which can be really nebulous and confusing at times. And that support system, while they're very supportive, might not know where to turn to for help. The students in turn might not know where to go for help and how to get a support system on campus that can help them. It sort of leaves them with this feeling of being overwhelmed and isolated and can lead to a lower retention. And in fact, on our campus leads to a much lower retention typically.
Yeah. In your experience, what was, what did that look like in your life? Was there a moment of shock when you came to a campus for the first time? Was there a moment of trying to figure it out? Like, what do you remember about entering the world of higher education?
It really was very overwhelming. There's a lot of terminology that no one explains to you, and you just sort of are expected to understand, even down to things with financial aid. So if anyone's ever filled out a FAFSA form, those are not easy for anybody to fill out, let alone if you've never seen one or heard of one before. Even getting financial aid and navigating what office hours are and how to find a group of students that with similar interests and how to get involved. I think just getting involved is tougher overall for students.
I want to talk about that because you mentioned office hours, and that's one of the things that I find fascinating, because it's one thing to get students to apply because, you know, they might come from a really solid high school where, you know, a teacher or a counselor has said, you know, and might step in to help them with some of those, you know, application processes. But once they get there, there is this mystery, this, you know, who do I talk to? How do I live? What the heck is an office hour and why does it matter? So this program breaks down into various areas beyond recruitment. Tell me a little bit about some of the areas that you're seeking to support these students as they move through their academic journey.
We like to support students in three main areas. The first is academic, and next is social, and then a financial area. So in the academic areas, helping them through everyday things that they find on campus, how to go to office hours, not to be intimidated by professors, and that professors are really here to help. And so kind of helping them connect them with their academic success, the ongoings on campus. On the social piece, it's pretty well known that students that are more involved socially on campus do better overall and tend to retain a little better. And so we'd like to get them involved socially, whether that's with a club on campus or an extracurricular activity. And then the financial piece is to provide scholarships to ease the financial burden. A lot of students have to work part-time, if not full-time jobs while they go to college, particularly first-generation students. And to try to ease that with a scholarship would be very helpful so they can focus on their academics and be successful.
What are you hoping will change because of this? I mean, here you are, you know, a professor in the Department of Mechanical Engineering, coming from, you know, a background of being a first-generation college student. Here I am hosting a radio show on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. The things that these students have to offer the state and the world can be pretty remarkable, can't they? Tell me a little bit about how you sort of hope the ripple effects will continue.
For a lot of these students, some students don't have this opportunity to attend college if they choose to. And so we're hoping that this provides them that opportunity if they choose to do something like go through a STEM degree. It's a large population on our campus and in our state. So on our campus, 33% of our incoming freshman class are first-generation students. And sadly, their retention is about half of what the general campus population is. And so getting these students successfully through college and providing them an opportunity that they might not have had otherwise, I think is really important for not only our school, but our state and our economy and the world in general.
Yeah, ready to change the world. For people who are listening and are thinking about college in the fall of 2021, is it too late to sort of be thinking about MINDS and start the process? Where are we at in the application process and enrollment for fall?
Absolutely not. It is not too late to enroll for fall. And if you are a first-generation student, it's not too late to apply for the scholarship. We have a priority review deadline of March 1st, so we'd like students to apply by then. I encourage any first-generation students with financial need to apply for both School MINDS and this program.
Yeah. Who qualifies? What sort of grades do you have to have? What kind of academic standing do you have to have?
You have to have good academic standing, which means that you are accepted to School MINDS if you're an incoming freshman. You need to maintain a 2.0 GPA once you're here. And you need to be enrolled in a STEM, science, technology, engineering, or math field on our campus. Be a first-generation student, so neither parent has earned a bachelor's degree. And also demonstrate financial need through your FAFSA form.
You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. I've been talking with Professor Cassandra Bierenkot with the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology about a new infusion of grant money from the National Science Foundation to the SD First program there. It's targeting first-generation college students. And Cassandra, in our remaining minute or so here, tell me a little bit about what your message would be to other colleagues and professors who see some of these students come through MINDS, and what do they need to know about helping with retention and navigation for some of these first-generation kids?
Well, I can tell you, I was a first-generation student myself, and one of the biggest things that helped me was just a one-on-one professor reaching out to me and helping me along the way. So the mentoring piece, whether it comes from a professor or a staff member on campus or another student, is really a big piece for a lot of these first-generation students.
Professor Bierenkot, thank you so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.